Welcome to Cultimatum, the podcast that delves deep into the culture of complexities of cults and human trafficking. I'm your host, Anonymous Andrew. Each week, we explore different facets of cult life and human trafficking, from the psychological manipulation to the brave stories of those who have escaped.
Hello, everyone. I'm Melody. I'm Andrew's co-host. Having experienced the depth of a cult firsthand, specifically the House of Yahweh, I'm here as an advocate for fellow survivors. My journey has inspired me to help others who find themselves in similar situations. This podcast is committed to respecting our guests' privacy to ensure their comfort and safety. We offer them the option to remain anonymous.
Additionally, we would like to include a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed by our hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Cultimatum or its affiliates. Cultimatum is not responsible and does not verify for accuracy any of the information shared by our hosts and guests. The content discussed on this podcast is based on personal experiences, opinions, and speculation, and should not be construed as professional services or advice. Neither the host nor the guest are assuming liability for any misuse or reliance on the information presented. This podcast is for informational purposes only, and listeners are encouraged to conduct their own research and seek professional advice where appropriate.
Before we dive into today's episode, we want to issue a trigger warning. Some episodes may explore explicit and potentially disturbing topics such as sexual abuse, rape, human trafficking, suicide, and other sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Cultimatum Podcast, the culture of cults and human trafficking. And my name is Anonymous Andrew, and today with me is Melody, my co-host. Hello, Melody.
Hello, Andrew. We have got a special treat today. We have got a guest with us, Taylor Marie, or Black Moon Taylor, who is an ex-member of a group that used to go by the name The Vibe Tribe, but now goes by the title of Mystic Circle, which is an online community or an online cult. And Taylor is here to share her story and experience with us. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. When I jumped on before we recorded, I heard something, and I know this is not TFU, but I heard something along the lines like this cult starts on the internet. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's fully online. They recruit people online, and all of the interactions happen through an online platform.
So take us through that, because I'm very much familiar with Twin Flames, and that's how they get people, right? Everything's online and through social media. So take us through, what is it that they're doing? What and how do they suck you in? And just explain the basics of it.
Yeah, concept. Absolutely. So they're most active on TikTok. That's where I was recruited. That's where most of the people that I know were recruited. And they typically just pop up on your For You page. You're scrolling through astrology TikTok, spiritual TikTok, and they'll pop up. And they have this ideology or this doctrine that they have the one true answer to astrology. They have the one astrology system that they developed, and it's the only one that is 100% accurate 100% of the time. And that everyone else is a liar, a scammer. All the other astrologers do what we call pop culture astrology, which is considered fake astrology. So you're pulled in by this idea that there's a cosmic secret, an astrological secret that you will never know outside of these people in this community. So that's essentially how, but it doesn't happen like that. Like I don't feel like they just open up with that. I feel like they open up with the typical bringing you in, making you feel special, love bombing you. They do a lot of live streams, so you could ask them questions while they're live on TikTok. And that's where they implant these ideas around, you know, real astrology. And they make you feel like you're part of the special ones, the special group that is learning the real astrology. And then over time, they do this us or them type of thing where you can learn other systems of astrology, but you're not going to learn the correct one. And if you want to learn their system of astrology, you have to abandon everything you once knew about every other system of astrology because it conflicts too much. So you must unlearn things to be a part of it.
Okay, just for clarification for me, I did study, I read tarot cards, so I got into astrology myself. But the logistical side of it, I actually have a book here somewhere, and I read it several times over. Are we talking astrology as in the constellations and the moon and the, or are we talking horoscope type stuff?
A little bit of both. We're talking about your natal chart when you pull up your natal chart based
birth
on
chart.
Yeah, your birth chart. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, continue. So how, I guess, so
I have
you came across these? Sure.
Is it similar to TFU in the fact that you are paying for online classes? Is that how they earn some of their income from you? Do you have to keep paying for more, or are there levels, or how do you progress in the group? How does that all work?
Oh, absolutely. They offer private readings that you could get, and they do also offer classes. And basically, another tactic that I feel that they use to lure people in is that they'll create content around astrology that is very confusing or produces some form of sensory overload. They'll throw so much at you to the point where it's impossible to understand what they're saying. It makes you feel vulnerable, like you know so little about astrology, you want to learn more. And then that's when they're like, boom, buy the class. Boom, join our community. Boom, get a service. They kind of lure you in with all of this confusing information, making it seem like they're the only ones that could teach you the way, the only true way, but all the information is behind a paywall. So they do have classes, they do have readings that are all required to be paid for.
Now, prior to you coming across these posts on TikTok, were you curious about astrology? Was this something that you had followed in before, or this was something that just piqued your interest?
Yes, I have been into astrology since I was about 10 years old. I first was introduced to astrology through the horoscopes in the newspapers, and I thought that was really cool.
Like the rest of us. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we get from TikTok to their website? I'm assuming there's a website where they do that. Mm-hmm. You talked about a paywall. So while you can pay through TikTok, I would imagine that they direct you to a website.
Yes. Their website is in their link in their bio. So it's very easy to find. All you have to do is click their profile and then click the link in their bio, and it will bring you directly to their website. And a new feature that they implemented ever since I left is a monthly membership fee to be a part of their community. So where it used to be free to be a part of their community, now there's a membership fee. And that's the big thing that they're pushing on their website right now.
Could I ask how much? Do you know?
Yeah, so it's $88 a month to be a part of their community. And they have a separate platform that's not social media. It's not TikTok. It's their own platform that they've created themselves with private chats, private video calls, private classes, private rituals, just all of the things that they used to do publicly, now they do it privately behind that paywall. So you have to pay the membership fee monthly to be a part of it now.
But that $88, does it get you those private chats? Excuse me. Or do you have to pay more to get those private chats or the private tutoring, or...
You have to pay more. They do give you discounts as a member. Like, I believe right now, they change it all the time. They change their policies all the time. But I believe right now they get members get 20% off astrology readings that are over $100. But all of the readings are over $100. A common criticism of them is that their prices are outstanding. Their prices are very, very high, like $300 to $400 per half an hour, per hour. So even with the discount, it's still a hefty price. But yes, continuous tutoring, more readings are extra money. I think they include the classes now in the membership. I'm not 100% sure. The classes used to be separate, but now I think it's included. But either way, there's still extra fees that you have to pay on top of maybe eventually becoming certified. That was another conversation that they were having before I left the cult as well, becoming a certified astrologer by them.
Which is something TFU uses, because as you take more courses, they want you to become a coach or a teacher, where then you can go on and teach others. And then they take a percentage of your cut there. So sounds like a very similar structure, how they have it set up.
Yes, and Taylor and I were talking about that before we were recording, and I wanted to ask you about that. Taylor, could you talk about, because Taylor has watched the TFU documentaries, and I am curious, you said there were a lot of similarities. Can you explain some of the similarities between the Mystic Circle and the TFU online cult?
Yeah, absolutely. The main thing that I noticed was the classes, the pricing of everything, and becoming a certified astrologer. That was the main similarity that I saw between the two, aside from similar personality traits between the leaders of, you know, Twin Flames and the leaders of this online cult that I was a part of. Lots of personality traits and manipulation tactics were very similar, but now they're going to come out with more classes, and I don't know if they're implementing this or what they're going to do with this in the future, but as I was on my way out, they were talking about affiliation program where they would take a percentage of your reading if they referred clients to you. So if you work underneath them, they will take a cut of that. And to be able to work underneath them, you would have to be certified by them. Yeah. So it's a very similar business model.
Structure. Yeah. A little bit multi-level marketing, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so just one more quick question. You said it at the beginning. What was the official name of this organization?
So the business name is called Mystic Rebels.
Mystic Rebels.
It's run by Logan and Ashley Cross. They're married, and they're two parts of the
leadership. What a shock. Just like Jeff and Aaliyah, they're married. Okay.
Yeah.
Logan and who?
And Ashley.
Okay. They don't happen to have a child, do they?
They have two children together.
They do. Okay. This is TFU version 2, part 2. Okay. All right. So what I'd like to know is what their angle is. So TFU goes after the lonely hearts. I just broke up. I'm divorced. I can't find a date. I've been dating for 10 years and I one
can't
failed
find
relationship
my true love
after
either.
The other. So the the allure of TFU is we will help you find your true twin flame, which is in itself somewhat, I got to be careful of how I use my words here. The twin flames concept comes from the Greek mythology, which is, you know, 50,000 years ago, whatever. So they just took that idea. And of course, today in modern society, we use the word soulmate. We use the word twin flame. We use, my other half, my better half, whatever. So they try to tell you that we can find you your soulmate, your twin flame, but you have to take these courses. And ultimately in some cases, the people we've interviewed, they spend upwards of $8,000 taking all these courses and becoming coaches and getting involved. And do you know where they're based out of?
They're based out of California, Los Angeles.
I was hoping she didn't say Michigan, because if she said Michigan, seems like everybody's from Michigan. Okay, so what drew you into their, I want to use the word scam, but I can't. What drew you into there? How did you get sucked into it? Let me just say it.
No, great question.
And no judgment to you. I'm just asking, how did you, what piqued your interest that you said, oh, I want to learn more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to answer that and what I think the general allure is now these days for a lot of different people. But for me personally, they caught me at a really good time. They caught me at a time when I was super vulnerable, when I was hurting, when I recently sustained trauma. And I was very lost. I was confused. I was hurt. I was, you know, I was seeking answers. And that's when I got back into spirituality. That's when I got back into astrology. And then that's when I found, you know, Logan on social media talking about astrology. And at first, I really liked the way that he taught astrology in the very beginning, because they started on TikTok in August of 2022. And August of 2022 was when I found them. I was one of their first members, and I stayed the past 2 years. So I was there from beginning to my end, not their end, my end of being there. So I love the way he explained astrology. I love the way he taught astrology. Then he started calling out who he believed were pop culture astrologers, people who were scamming other people with astrology. And I thought that was admirable. I thought he was protecting people from getting scammed online. I thought we had that shared value. I really admired his confidence. I admired his charisma. I admired his intelligence. And I loved that he was standing up for vulnerable people who could get sucked into scams online. I thought he was doing very good, humanitarian, admirable, ethical work. So that's what drew me in. And then when they started doing live streams, they were very kind to me during the live streams. They were very warm. They were very welcoming. And the vulnerable place that I was in before I met them was because I was severely abused at my internship site in graduate school. I was very alienated. I was very left out of their community. So to be included in Mystic Rebels community and to have them be so welcoming and so warm and inviting to me.
And loving and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is initially how I got pulled in. And that's when I'll just say it what it is. That's when the indoctrination process started happening in terms of, well, now, because the message kind of changed and now it's kind of like, they came out with this whole thing where they're the only ones who have the real astrology. And since I was already in it, I was more susceptible to believe it at that point.
Did you have any friends or family members that saw any red flags and tried to warn you as you were first getting involved?
Not when I was first getting involved. My parents didn't express a concern for me until after I moved, got a job after I moved, but then quit that job to pursue my business that Logan was helping me with. And, you know, Logan didn't tell me to quit my job. I wanted to do that. But when I decided to pursue my business full time, not really knowing exactly how I was going to, that's when my parents were kind of like, hey, like, what's going on here? Like, what's going on in these mentorship sessions? What's going on with this Logan person? That's when they kind of started to pick up on it. So that's like the second, that was year two. The first year, no one really noticed much.
Personal question. You mm-hmm. do not have to answer. At this point, how much have you invested at point?
I already went public with this because they accused me of using them for free information, which is the farthest thing from the truth. So I posted on TikTok all of my receipts of how much money I've paid them over the past 2 years. And I paid them over $1,400. I wasn't able to find all of my receipts or all of my Venmo payments. I could only find my email receipts. But I know that it was at least $1,400, but considering I didn't find all my receipts, I know it's more than $1,400. It could have been worse, but it also was a good amount of money, especially for me as someone who wasn't really in a place to be spending that money. So,
yeah. No, you had quit your job. You were looking to start a new business, which costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Logan said to you, I can help you establish your new business, what business were you going into?
I was going into the business that I still have right now, known as Black Moon Taylor. And as much as Logan likes to say that he did all the work for me and created my business for me because he was mentoring me through it, I still stand very firmly by my work and I'm still very proud of it. So yes, it's my business, Black Moon Taylor, that's still up and running to this day.
Can you explain Black Moon? Yeah, explain Black Moon Taylor and the name Black Moon.
What is it that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So Black Moon Taylor derived from Black Moon Lilith. And Black Moon Lilith is a placement in our astrology birth chart where we experience guilt and shame, but where we could turn it into liberation and freedom. So it's based off of the Lilith placement in astrology, but it's also based off of Lilith's story in terms of facing oppression in the Garden of Eden and liberating and freeing herself and finding her independence and finding her autonomy. So I see Black Moon Lilith as a staple of personal autonomy, of freedom, of not allowing people to control you or suppress you or manipulate you or take advantage of you. And I've been passionate about that my whole life. And my Lilith placement is right on my ascendant in astrology. So she's very much, you know, astrologically speaking, embedded into my personality anyway. So since my personal and business values are aligned with liberation and freedom, that's why I decided to go with the name Black Moon Taylor, because, you know, Black Moon Lilith, and then there's Black Moon Taylor, which is me doing, I guess, Lilith's work in the modern day. Yeah, and what I do is basically, I'm going through a shift right now because of everything that happened, but I was doing a lot of astrology, a lot of tarot. I was doing my own mentorship. I was forming my own community. I was doing readings, classes, networking, and I wrote a book at one point. So yeah, all of that, but I'm going through a little bit of a shift right now.
There is, and I am a believer in tarot. I learned a lot. As a matter of fact, you can't see it now, but you can't see it because of my chair. The entire apartment is a tarot temple. It's I got all my chakra. I must have 50 tarot decks, 25 oracle decks. You know, so I'm very much involved. There's a esoteric shop very close to me, which I have a loyalty card that I go to, and I collect tarot cards. Anyway, that's not about me, but I maybe one day we'll chit chat about it. And
yeah,
because of this podcast and my other podcast, I've kind of drifted away from that because I have a full-time job and I don't have all the time in the world. I have an Instagram account called Tarot by Andres, which is dedicated to online tarot readings. But tarot reading, because of the pandemic, went from in-person to online, and there are people who do make money online. I have a good friend of mine who is depends on psychics and tarot readers, and she goes and pays for tarot readings and psychic readings. You don't do psychic readings, right?
No.
No. Okay. Just tarot and spiritual. And so if I came to you and astrology, so I do want to get back to the cult, but I'm just trying to understand and promote your business. What's your typical client customer? What would they be looking for?
So I do have a background in clinical mental health counseling. That's what I got my master's in. And good. I am officially a therapist, a practicing licensed therapist again, which has been an amazing experience. So that's the background and the theory that I operate from. A lot of theories that have to do with counseling. Now, I'm not providing therapy through my tarot readings, but more so understanding that the client is the expert of their own lives and just stepping into their worldview, looking through the lens through their eyes, and just understanding their morals, their values. And my goal to do readings is to provide clarity, insight, and a plan moving forward. So the clients that come to me are typically seeking answers on how to go about certain things. And it's a very exploratory process. Sometimes clients come to me looking for answers that I don't think that, you know, should be decided by me or by tarot cards. So that's when I help them reframe their questions to maybe not so much will this happen or when will this happen, and more so how can we get to that point? How can we do that? Or maybe even, you know, learning about the self. What are my strengths that will help me to get to this point? So it's more of a guide and focusing on the process rather than the outcome. So sometimes clients will come to me looking for answers, but then I just offer that education and reframe for them.
What's your personality card in the tarot deck?
Oh, my personality card. Is that, are you just asking like if I were to pick one or yep. is that something?
Ooh. I'm the king of wands.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Usually I pick either the queen of wands or the high priestess because I really love both of those.
There's a formula that you do. I forget how it's done, but the formula I did came up that I was the justice card, but there was another way I did it. I came up as the king of wands. So I would say, I just was curious that you knew the answer, that you knew what I was talking about. So, all right, let's get back to the cult. So I'm guessing at some point you're looking at this mysticrebel.com organization. What red flag started going up that you were like, this is not what I really want to be part of?
Yeah, I started to feel like Logan was actually not being nice to other creators and bullying other creators. I started to get a little bit annoyed with the us or them energy. I started to get a little bit annoyed with the repetition, like of this being the only right way being shoved down my throat. But what really did it for me was the fact that I was learning from and admiring other astrologers in secret. I did not feel the need to tell the community or Logan that I was listening to and communicating with other astrologers. But there was another astrologer that I found on TikTok that I really liked, and they were really nice to me. And the next day, Logan was live on TikTok and he had his monitor behind him. And he was taking requests from the group to pull up other astrologers on this monitor and to basically debunk and devalue them and explain to us why their astrology is nonsense and why his is the only valid way. And he actually pulled up this person that I really liked, and I knew there was nothing wrong with this person. And it wasn't even just this person. It was just a bad vibe, like just pulling up all these random astrologers and hating on them, like one by one. And this went on for days. And I didn't like this because I felt bad for the person that I was talking to. And thinking about it from a business perspective, I thought to myself, I was like, I would never do this in my business. I would never be this hateful. I would never attack people like this. No. And I started to feel like I was being affiliated with a person and a group that associated me with these behaviors. It's like that quote, it's like you are who you hang out with. And I started to think that it was going to be a bad look on my part because this didn't align with my values and morals. Like I didn't like what was going on. So I started to get anxious about the fact that people might not like me because I'm a part of such a hateful community. So I wanted to separate myself from that because that's not who I am.
There is should be no hatred in tarot, in the world of tarot, in the world of astrology, in the world of spirituality. There should be no animosity, no hate. It's all about positive. What do we do in the tarot world? We rid the negativity, right? So for him to be preaching or giving out negative vibes, putting down other astrologists or other tarot, whatever he's doing, I'm glad you picked up on that. What would you say made this a cult?
Good. Another great question. I believe that what makes this a cult is that we are learned that there is only one true way and that Logan and Ashley are the only right. people that could provide that. We were instilled with unnecessary fears about outsiders and other astrologers.
There you go.
Questioning Logan was not encouraged. I saw Logan either block or attack people on his live streams, whether they were in our community or not, for questioning him or disagreeing with him. Logan does not handle criticism well at all. And I do feel like there are just other manipulation tactics that are used to keep us here. I do think there's control of information. He would tell us to not read other astrology books. He would actually pull up astrology books. The same way he hated on people on his monitor, he would hate on other astrology books. Rather than promoting his own book, he was hating on other literature. So, you know, we were encouraged to not seek information outside of him. So there was control of information. There was control of emotion. A lot of people, including myself, have been emotionally invested in hating certain astrologers that he particularly really did not like. Chris Brennan, for example. Chris Brennan is a very prestigious person in the astrological field. And I was convinced that he was Logan's arch nemesis. And for the longest time, like, I hated Chris Brennan. And for no reason. Chris Brennan, I'm sorry. Like, for no reason, you know?
I have a quick question. Does this sound familiar?
Oh, it sounds very familiar. Yeah. Yes, it does. Absolutely. It's the telltale sign right of the, out cult, of the playbook. Right? Yep, right out of the playbook.
Yeah, right out of the playbook.
Yep. I assume that you have read some of those books since leaving that were off limits to you. I'm just curious, it is maybe some of the reason that he doesn't want people to read some of these books is because he actually, like a lot of cult leaders tend to do, actually is stealing ideas from others and claiming it as his own? Or do you not know or do you have an answer to that?
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because when I started reading other books again and doing my own research again after I left the cult, you know, outside of his teachings, there were certain things that I found in books or I found online that he claimed that you couldn't find anywhere else. There were certain things where he's like, I have not found this anywhere else in any books or on the internet, so I'm teaching it to you and this is the only place you could learn it. I found that information elsewhere. And he does reappropriate words to make it seem like astrological concepts that already exist are his. Now, he has this whole spiel about why they're his, but he would basically take a concept and then change the word and then claim it as his own.
Rebrand it
at times. Essentially, yeah. So, but I found things that he taught outside of him. I found things that he didn't teach that were really good outside of him. So, yeah, that did happen.
Does this book look familiar to you? Let me see if I could do this.
Ooh, Astrology of Life. It looks a little familiar. I definitely have seen it on shelves before.
Yeah, that was my first book into introduction. It's called Astrology for Life, The Ultimate Guide to Finding Wisdom in the Stars. And this is my Bible when it comes to astrology. So, I just wanted to show you that right behind you on that line of learning a lot about astrology. So it's just if I had more time in my life, I could get there. But this is right now my passion. So at some point you bailed on this organization. How was your exit strategy and how did that go?
Well, when I was thinking about leaving, I noticed that I had a lot of anxiety about it. And that was another telltale sign to me that I was in an unhealthy situation, because if you ever want to discontinue services with someone, you shouldn't be afraid to do that.
No, nope.
But I was afraid. I was afraid that they were going to retaliate against me. I've known Logan and Ashley for 2 years. I've seen them destroy people. Like, I've seen them go after people. So I had a bad feeling about it. But I was still kind of under their influence at the time. So I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I knew I had to get out anyway. You know, I decided to email them. And I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? I'm going to email them the same way that I would email any service provider that I'm discontinuing services. I'm going to be just as respectful, just as grateful, and deliver the same message. And that's exactly what I did. I emailed them. I thanked them for all of their help over the past 2 years. I said that I was very grateful for them. I even said that I would still refer people to them and their system. I would still give them credit. I said, if people, you know, ask me, like, you know, if it comes up about where I learned astrology, I'm more than happy to still refer people to you. I'm just not going to be affiliated with the community anymore. So I did say I was going my separate way, but I wish them the best. And I truly was so mindful of how I worded it, because I worded it the same way I would word it to any professional. And they emailed me back and they threatened legal action against me when they emailed me back.
Of course they did. Of course. Yeah. Because they don't want you. They don't want you doing what you're doing now. I think they were afraid. I'm curious. Well, first of all, did you ever refer anybody back after you left?
After I left, no. Because when they emailed me back threatening me and trying to scare me and make me feel guilty, because they also threw in my face some of the ways that they've helped me over the years to try and make me feel guilty about it. You know, and they were trying to patent astrology. They were trying to patent their system of astrology so they could deem that people were stealing from them and so that they could sue them. And they got really excited over the idea, which is another reason why I left, because I was like, why are we excited about suing people? That's weird. So, you know, they threatened the patent, but the patent never got approved.
No.
They never went forward with the patent. So after I left, I never referred anyone to them because I think they're dangerous and I think they're a cult and I don't want anyone to go to them anymore.
I can't see any court or the patent office looking at that. How could you patent astrology? It's a concept, right? There's many teachings about, and we really still don't know all there is about astrology. It's one person's perspective. So he had his teachings and you've had your I'm sure you've had other mentors, right? You mentioned a few.
Mm-hmm.
You can't patent.
It's like trying to trademark religion or the Bible or, you know,
No, you can't do that.
I would really love to just put it on the record that if they never threatened me in that email, I would have referred people to them. I would have continued to give them credit. Like, but they threatened me and they tried to suppress me. They tried to control me. They tried to instill fear in me to stop me from practicing, to stop me from doing what I'm doing right now. That's the reason why I moved forward in the way that I did after I received that email. But if they never did that, I would have never have made my separation video. I would have never have gone public with why I left. Like, if they let me leave peacefully, it would have been peaceful. So I'm just going to put that out there. I had every intention of still talking about them in a good light, but unfortunately it didn't work out that way.
And so how long ago, how many months, or it's 2024, so how long have you been out?
I emailed them of my official separation in May of 2024, so only like 6 months ago.
Have you heard from them since?
Oh yeah. Sorry, Melody. Curious, go to her TikTok and you'll see. They talk about her on their TikTok and she replies.
Oh really?
Yeah. If you go to her TikTok and you watch some of her videos, you'll see. They've openly attacked her. Yeah.
By the way, I will be following you as soon as we are done. Did he ever threaten legal action?
In their email back to me, they did threaten legal action, saying that their patent was retroactive. Even if I practice their system of astrology now, they could still sue me once the patent. So that was the only time they threatened legal action against me. The same day that they emailed me back, I got the email from them because you asked if I heard from them again. I heard from them, not from them directly reaching out to me, but I heard of them talking about me often since then. And the day they emailed me back with legal action, I had a bad feeling in my gut after I read the email because I felt like this wasn't the end of their retaliation. I go on TikTok to see if they're live because I know them, and they were. And they were talking about me. And they were talking very badly about me. And they made it seem like the email that I sent them was vicious and it was hurtful and it was rude and disrespectful. And I was like, I was so respectful. But not only that, I watched them turn the community that I considered my own friends against me in seconds. Within seconds, they successfully turned everyone against me without anyone hearing my side or seeing the truth. And that was scary.
Have you thought about posting your letter to them on TikTok to show them?
She has. I did. I posted. Thank you. Because the thing is, I had no intentions of posting the screenshots either. I had no intentions of, because I made a whole official separation video on my TikTok, officially separating myself. And because I felt the need to make it public because they were spreading lies about me. So I was like, I'm going to defend myself. I have every right to.
Yes,
so I made a video explaining my whole experience, why I separated. And then I also posted the screenshots of the email I sent to them and the email they sent back to me. And I shared the evidence. And they disappeared off TikTok and off of every social media for 2 months. They deleted.
What a surprise.
Yeah, they deleted all of their content for two and a half months. So things were pretty peaceful for a while. And then 2.5 months later, they reemerge. They attempted to rebrand, in my opinion. They came back with this whole, like, everyone's amazing. Everyone's perfect. You know, read as many astrology resources as you can and then discern what's real and what's not. Like, they tried to kind of combat some of the criticisms that they received for being.
They were backtracking.
Yeah. Yeah. But ever since they came back, I received hundreds of messages from people either telling me that they were talking about me and name dropping me on their lives, like demonizing me, defaming me, slandering me, all of that. And then a handful of people sent me screen recordings. And this went on May, June, July, from maybe July to now, like to October. And this is the video that Melody was talking about where I responded to one of them. I responded to one of the screen recordings because everything that Logan was saying about me were lies, but they were lies that I had cold, hard evidence of in my back pocket for months. And I tried to ignore them. I tried to move on. I tried to stop talking about them, but I just kept receiving these screen recordings over and over and over again of them lying about me. And I was like, oh, I could prove my case so easily. I could prove it so easily. But I was like, no, just let it go. Just move on. But there was one screen recording in particular that I was like, I think they got way too comfortable with me not clapping back, not, you know, showing the evidence. So that's when I was like, let's have it out one more time. And I responded to every claim that Logan made about me fairly, objectively, and I presented the evidence. For example, when he says that, you know, they created me and I used them, I'm an opportunist that used them for free information, I posted every single receipt that I ever paid them for. Just very clear as day evidence.
Right.
So I did respond really only like a couple few weeks ago.
So he was claiming that you joined their organization and then took the knowledge that he supposedly gave you and took it, but you paid for that knowledge.
Yeah.
It's like going to college or university to study a subject and then using that subject to further your career, and then the college sues you for saying, wait a minute, we taught you that. Well,
exactly.
Yeah, that's...
That was the idea.
That's what I paid you for.
Yeah. The irony.
Okay, so
how are you doing now? And, where are you today? Yeah. It's still fairly new. To be honest, it was rough for a while because I did watch a lot of my friends turn on me. I had to discern, you know, who was really in my corner and who wasn't. And I had to really pick my battles, you know, because I was tempted a lot of the times to, you know, plead my case and prove my innocence and all of that. So it's been rough up until this month of October. The month of October, I decided to take a social media break. I actually put social media down for a couple of weeks and did a detox from it. And I really committed to taking my life back and making decisions for myself and really figuring out what it is that I truly wanted. So I went back to therapy. I graduated to be a therapist 2 years ago. I went back and I got a therapist job and I'm practicing as a therapist again. I'm reconnecting with my real life friends again. I just had a heart-to-heart conversation with my mom today about, you know, what our relationship was like over the 2 years that I was in this situation. spending more time out in nature, you know, just a lot of self-care, a lot of healing. Sure. And honestly, like it's not easy. Like this was not an easy thing. Random thing I'm going to drop in here too. After I left and posted my separation video, Logan posted a screen recording of all of my private messages that I've ever sent them over the past like 6 months at this point.
Oh,
and
geez.
I talked to him about things that were very close to me, that were very private. And that was also like difficult. I took accountability. Like I owned up to everything that I said about other astrologers, you know, because we would, you know, joke around and then hate on other people together. And now that's public and those people were going to see it. So, you know, so that wasn't easy either. Like none of this was easy. But to answer your question of how I'm doing now, I have gotten a lot better since I disconnected from social media and got back into the real world.
But when you say that when he posted these chats you had and you hated to other people together, do you think you were people pleasing him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, another thing that he likes to say about me is that I messaged him every single day asking business questions and he answered me every single day answering my questions. So he provided a lot of free services to me. What he tends to leave out is sometimes I would message him first, but it would be to uplift him. It would be to tell him to not worry about other people on the app hating him. I would encourage him to write his book because I just finished writing my book and I said we could be book publishing buddies. Like, I was trying to support him. I was trying to be his friend. I was trying to show him the support that I felt he was showing me. And also when we were talking about other astrologers, yeah, I was totally kissing his ass like during that. Like I was totally people pleasing. And a lot of people told me that. A lot of people told me like it's very obvious from the messages that I was under some form of influence when we were messaging back and forth.
Oh, you were. You were, because just like the playbook of most cults, you are manipulated, coerced, gaslit, and taught to think one way, and you did, because for him to get you to talk like you did in those chats, that's not who you are, right?
I would just like to add that with my experience with cults and cult leaders, I would also say that I think some of that stuff is and was probably done on purpose to almost have the dirt, some dirt on you,
sure.
use it against you, use it to blackmail you, use it to control you, you use it to manipulate you, and use it to defame you to other people that are still in the group after you left. Like, this is why we can't talk to her. Look at this. But forgetting that they were part of those conversations, it wasn't like you were having a conversation with yourself. So really, they're saying the same things about themselves, right? It really doesn't fit, but they still use it in that way and try to basically annihilate you and make themselves look more innocent. So yeah, and a typical cult behavior.
Good point.
I got two questions for you. You may not know the answer to one of them. Do you know about how many members they have that pay that $88?
I truly don't. There's only a few that I could verify where I could tell you, yeah, like it's super likely that they're in it. So maybe like a handful that I could guess, but there's like 3, 4, 5 people where I would really guess that they're in it right now because they're very loyal members. But I personally do not know how many people are paying for that.
No. So we don't know if it's 1,000, 10,000,
50,
like
500.
50.
Yeah.
I was gonna say 50.
Five.
Okay, so you don't know. Okay. Second, did you ever meet him in person?
No, we never met in person.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We almost did. I, you know, when I was, you know, still with them and whatnot, there was a time that I did travel to LA last August and I did message them and I was like, hey, I'm in town. If you want to meet up, that'd be so super cool. But it like didn't end up working out, which was fine. You know, I didn't want to bother them. I thought maybe they would find it weird, but I was also like, if we're in the same place, it'd be super cool to meet. but it didn't end up working out. And like you said, probably for the best, you know, probably wasn't really meant to be, and that's fine.
Wow.
So, okay. Tyler, what message would you like to leave our audience with as to maybe some kind of warning about some online cults or this experience, or what message would you give to people that might be finding themselves in some type of similar situation?
Yeah, the first thing that I want to say is that fully online cults are a thing. I call them New Age online cults because they take in New Age spiritual concepts, which is a huge thing on TikTok right now. So the first thing I want to say is they exist and they are real and they are out there. And the second thing that I want to say is educate yourself on spiritual predators and educate yourself on cult mind control tactics. And there's so many books and resources out there, because the more that you educate yourself on it, the less likely it is to happen to you, because you're more likely to notice when it's happening. If someone's attempting to manipulate you or mind control you, or, you know, get you in a vulnerable state so they could reel you in, if you know and are educated on how they do that and what that feels like and how that looks, you're more likely to be able to protect yourself. So I'm just going to say education and informing yourself and being a critical consumer, especially on social media, is so, so, so important to combating this. And always think for yourself. Always keep your inner conscious. If someone tells you to not seek information or connections outside of them, run. That's not healthy.
That's every cult will do that. And that's a red flag for any cult. I'm going to piggyback off of what Melody said. You said you had a traumatic, I don't know if it was a romantic breakup, but you did use the word traumatic place, and you were vulnerable, and you saw it, and you were seeing these TikTok posts. So there's a member of our audience listening, and maybe they had just gone through a breakup, or they're lost, spiritually lost. They're looking for a community to join, to be part of something, you know what I'm saying? What advice would you be able to give them? Stay away from the internet. And I'm just throwing, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So you.
Yeah. No, I think since the internet is so interwoven into society these days, I would just say be a critical consumer on the internet, and don't be paranoid, but be cautious of people on the internet, because on the internet, anyone can say anything.
Anyone
could say, I am a certified astrologer who does this, this, and this, and that could all be lies. So do background checks on people, look into people, do fact check, have a frame of reference when looking for communities, and have an idea of what's healthy and what's not healthy. And don't make commitments so soon. Don't commit to a community. Don't commit to a group like day one. Like warm up to them. Ask questions. That's another one. Ask questions. And if you're penalized for asking questions and questioning the leader or questioning the group, that's a bad sign. So really just critical consumption is key.
And don't be so quick to hand over money. I think that's...
Yeah.
Listen, any church or any organization that is a charitable one or self-sustaining, like I belong to AA, so every time I go to a meeting, I throw $2 in the basket. So there are organizations that depend on membership donations, but when they're trying to, I think, what was the word you used, Melody, the pyramid scheme or
the MLM?
They start you at an $88, but then the next one it's $120, and the next one is $240, and things start double. And those are the ones you got to be careful of. Unless it's a legitimate university or a legitimate, like there's a company called Headspace, and wow. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Mm-hmm. I love them, and I love Andy, the leader. I think he's fantastic, and I pay for their app and I use it, but they're legitimate, and they don't come after me for more money. I pay my one yearly app fee, and I get so much content out of that app. I use it every day and every night. And so just be careful of handing money over.
Absolutely.
Just to be part of something. So, okay, Taylor, any Melody, any questions? Any last questions?
No, but I want to thank Taylor so much for coming on. And I think this is going to be an enlightening episode, especially since we are delving into the online cult world. And I think that we need to have more awareness about this, because I think these are the cults that are going to be coming up. These are the new groups, Andrew, that we're going to be covering.
Yeah,
because this is the new world we live in. And I think that I love that you're helping to bring awareness about that and warn other people. And I love that you're so young, because I think that the younger people more your age, are going to be the people, because they're so used to the online world. You've grown up with this world, that is going to be what you're more vulnerable to and what you're exposed to. So I think it's been a very enlightening episode. And I so appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us and bringing awareness to this.
Before you go, Taylor, tell us where folks can find you online if they want to consult with you. I don't know if you do consultations first but how can they find your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Black Moon Taylor on all platforms. And by all platforms, the biggest one you could find me on is TikTok. I'm Black Moon Taylor on TikTok. I'm Black Moon Taylor on Instagram. And I'm also Black Moon Taylor on YouTube. And my podcast on YouTube is called Liberated and Free. So
you have a podcast. Great. Okay.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. And I talk a lot about concepts of liberating and freeing yourself from these types of situations. So that's all there. And my website as well is blackmoontaylor.com. I will be, earlier I mentioned I'm going through a little bit of a pivot in my business. I will be offering official, consultations and services as it relates to cults, undue influence, manipulation tactics. I do plan on raising awareness, teaching classes, posting more content about it. So you could definitely, find me there. And if anyone does want to reach out to me to talk about these things, to get more information, I'm more than happy to talk with anybody. And any way that I could help anyone save themselves from what I and a lot of other people been through, I am more than open for that.
And that's Taylor, amazing. Just before we say goodbye, it's amazing. And before we say goodbye, I'd like to leave a window open. So when you pivot your business and you're situated, you maybe want to come back and promote it, and we'll talk some more about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. I'd love to do a check-in and an update to talk about the new stuff. So that would be amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, would love to have you back.
Thank you, Taylor.
All right, Taylor, thank you thank you so much for joining us today. It was very enlightening.
It was. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Any chance to talk about it is healing. So thank you so much for having me and being so kind and accepting.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
We cannot thank Taylor enough for coming on the show, and with such an enlightening topic covering these new up-and-coming new age online cults and warning, people about this and just creating the reality for some people, because I think there's a lot of people, Andrew, out there who don't even realize that this is going on, especially people older, like our age.
I didn't know it was going on. Yes, I knew about twin flames, and I was focused, like I had, blinders on, where I'm still focused on them, and I'm still after them, and yada, yada, yada. But I neglected to realize that there's going to be copycats. Hey, look what Twin Flames is doing, and they're doing well, and they're making money, and so what were their names?
Logan and Ashley.
Logan and Ashley. I'm not comparing. I'm just saying
the Mystic Circle.
You got Jeff and Shalia.
Yep.
Exactly. And there's going to be more and more and more parallels popping up, where they're going to be trying to sell you something spiritual.
Yes.
But the bottom line is they're going to try to target the vulnerability, people who are lonely.
Yes. Charging astronomical prices for these classes. No pun intended.
Yep. Yeah. And then to turn around and say, hey, I taught you that. Why you can't take that? No, I paid for that. So come on.
Right.
Oh, ridiculous. Yeah. So.
And I'm also going to say I highly recommend that if you want to hear more about Taylor's story, she does cover a lot of it on her TikTok page. So I would suggest going and checking out her page under the name Black Moon Taylor on TikTok. And she gave some excellent advice about creating awareness about the signs and knowing what to look for as you're going in to. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, she is another person, a good person for us to be aligned with.
Yep.
Because she is wanting to create that awareness. Because guess what? The more people who are educated on the signs of what these tactics that these cults use, the more likely they are when they start getting involved to have this little light bulb go off and go, hey, wait a minute, this sounds a little bit like something I've heard of before. Is this happening to me? And they're going to start kicking in that critical thinking, and they might just save themselves a lot of time, effort, and money by stepping back and just looking at it twice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last couple of episodes we've had, especially the one with lawyer, the Carol, the lawyer, I got some feedback. We both got some good feedback on that. Paulette contacted me, and they said it was fantastic. And it's just about bringing awareness to the idea that cults, whether it's a little brick church somewhere or it's in the digital world now or on social media.
A website.
And I had no idea that that's where, they're on. Of course, they're on social media. I'm like, I'm behind the eight ball here, but whatever. So fantastic show tonight. Yes. Really. I really enjoyed that one.
So, Andrew wants to let the audience know we're going to be adding a little something onto our show notes as well.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So he's going to throw that in here.
Okay. Yeah. So on my podcast, I don't even know how to explain this because I haven't prepared this, but it costs money to produce these podcasts. That's okay. It costs money to produce these podcasts, and we are not advertising. We're not accepting advertisers as of yet. And we're going to try to do this as long as we can before we accept advertisers. But at some point, in order for us to even just break even, we're going to need to. But in the meantime, there is something called Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. And it's a little link in the show notes. And you click on it and you can donate like $5 or $10 to the show. And that will go towards our expenses in running these podcasts. Mine and Cultimatum. And you'll see them in the show notes. It's Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. You click on it. It'll take you to like a Venmo page or a PayPal page. And it'll offer you a way to just, I think there's $5, $10, or $15 you can donate.
It used to be
a dollar when a cup of coffee was a dollar. But now a cup of coffees are $5, depending where you go. Anyway, we would greatly appreciate it if you're enjoying the shows, please consider donating some money toward that.
If you'd like to help donate toward bringing awareness about cults and human trafficking, that would be a good cause for you to go ahead and just donate that to just covering the cost. I mean, most likely we'll be lucky if we break even. But we appreciate anything that you can offer. Absolutely. And of course, as always, we thank all of you for tuning in to Cultimatum. Your support is always appreciated. If you could please take a moment to rate us and review our podcast on platforms such as Apple and Spotify. And don't forget to follow, share, and keep listening to all of our latest episodes.
You can also show your support by joining our Facebook group under the name Cultimatum Podcast.
And you can also find us on additional social media platforms, including Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, YouTube, and now Threads.
If you have a cult or human trafficking experience you'd like to share with us, please feel free to contact us at cultimatumpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you are an ex-cult member looking for additional support, you can consider joining the Cult Escape and Recovery Group on Facebook.
And if you're interested in listening or hearing more about me and my other podcasts, you can find me on the Anonymous Andrew Podcast, Life and the Choices We Make. By the way, just search for Anonymous Andrew Podcast. The life and the choices we make, it's just like a subtitle. You won't find that. So
there you go. And as always, okay. Stay safe, stay informed, and remember, you're not alone.